My name's Nikki, and I got involved with the project because I'd studied history of art at university, and so the idea to be part of something so, you know, important in the art world as a Spencer Tunick work, I thought was a really exciting opportunity and really wanted to be part of that. But I think more than that, the main driving reason why I actually did it was one of kind of self-realization, I suppose, in a way. A couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with anorexia, and I had suffered very badly, and it took me a long time to get through it. And so the idea of taking part in a work which completely celebrates the naked body and the individuality of each naked body, and I think the body as a form in general as well, it celebrates the natural beauty of that.
So how was it being naked with hundreds of other people having had various body consciousness issues in the past?
Actually, I'd been excited about the idea of it because I thought that now I had kind of got over anorexia in a sense. I was a healthy weight again and didn't hate my body in the same way that you do when you're anorexic. I was like every other woman, I still had my hang-ups and still do, but just felt that I could be confident standing there on my own doing this for myself. So decided that I would do it and felt actually really positive whilst I was doing it. I think the fact that I had to run to the first location with somebody because we were both late. So we literally ran up the hill in our dressing gowns, having only just met, and threw off our dressing gowns and ran down the hill naked. So that was kind of plunging in at the deep end straight away.
What was the process that Spencer got you to go through in actually doing the shots?
We would all arrive at a certain location, everyone would be in their dressing gown, and at a certain moment when he'd spotted the area that he wanted to photograph and had the right light conditions, he would say, okay, everyone, take your robes off, and we would all get put into a position that he wanted us in, and we would all be absolutely freezing cold. And he often would shout, you know, everybody freeze, and everyone was shivering so cold that they couldn't freeze, literally. They were, you know, just stood shaking.
What was it like for the first shot, taking your robe off for the first time?
I think because I had to take it off running up a hill, just or downhill, whichever, and do it just incredibly fast without any sort of thought about it. I just had to do it. I think it really took the heat off it, actually, massively. Yeah, just felt like everyone else is naked now. I'm one of the last to arrive. You know, come on, I can do this sort of thing. And so, yeah, it wasn't really that scary, actually.
And did it get easier during the day?
Yeah, it definitely did. I think the more locations you do and the more you're around the same people, and I think actually you tend to hover towards the same people because there's this sense of team spirit, you know, that the people that you're with in the first shot that you're naked with, you want to stay close to them almost. And so, yeah, it did become easier.
Have you kept in touch with anybody following the shoot?
Well, rather embarrassingly, I did try because I thought that one guy was rather cute. And had a lovely bum, so I tried to contact him, but yeah, I haven't heard back.
And finally, do you think that the whole process has helped you with your body consciousness issues, or has it given you a different perspective?
Certainly, it's really helped insofar as when you're standing in that situation, you have so many varieties of different body shapes standing around you, and you realise, and I think this was the most significant thing I came away from it with, you realise that amongst all of the people around you, there isn't a single one that looks like the women in the magazines. You know, that actually doesn't exist. And I think that realization that the perfection that you're always kind of aiming for when you're anorexic, actually it doesn't exist. And that was very, very positive experience.
Would you do it again?
Without a doubt, yeah.